Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, April 21st, 2013. Today he is talking about the changing collective intent and what it is achieving. Spring is in the air, and so is change of a most magnificent kind. The oneness that is God has all of creation enfolded within it. It is the infinite field of divine love where all wisdom, all knowledge, all consciousness has its eternal existence. It is a state of utter joy, peace and contentment, where no one is or can ever be in any way bereft. It is reality, where all are free to create abundantly with the skills and abilities that God has bestowed upon them, and delight in the results. It is into this sublime state that humanity is to awaken. Your present state of sleep, constantly interrupted by dreams and nightmares that you experience as real and substantive, no longer serves you, and so you have chosen to wake up into the refreshing, stimulating, and exhilarating state of wonder from which you chose to briefly hide yourselves but a moment ago. It seems to you that you have been experiencing this imagined reality for a very long time. And in time you have. But it has been only momentary, as you will discover when you wake up, and then your joy and amazement will be boundless and unceasing. Reality is always amazing because it places you in the presence of the infinite, all-loving source which created you solely to experience eternal joy, amazement and wonder, and so you will. Many of you are feeling out of sorts, bored with the lives you are presently experiencing and wondering if there is any way to improve them, to make them satisfying and uplifting, while you see all around you people, loved ones, strangers, even yourselves struggling with anxiety and suffering which, it seems, continues interminably and for which there appears to be no relief. In fact, you have come to see the illusion for what it is, a place in which those states are endemic. You want to wake up, you intend to wake up, and daily more and more are making the choice to do so, and thereby changing the collective will of humanity. As the collective will changes, your dissatisfaction intensifies, because your awareness of the unacceptability of the present living conditions of so many on earth becomes far clearer. To allow such painful life experiences for so much of humanity to continue unresolved has become unacceptable to you. It is that intent, that desire that is intensifying and thereby ensuring that the collective intent of humanity changes, and it is that collective intent that creates the space, the environment in which you find yourselves. Spring is in the air, and so is change of a most magnificent kind. The power of your collective intent is immense, and whereas until recently it had been scattered, divided, angry and fearful, it is now coming into alignment with the loving intent to establish peace, health and abundance for all on the planet through harmonious cooperation and understanding. Since December last year, an enormous shift in intent has occurred all across the world, and the effects of that are beginning to show. It has become impossible for those who would control the world to accommodate their own self-centered agendas by keeping them hidden or under wraps any longer. The truth is coming out, and for those who would hide and suppress it, that is alarming. In fact, it is terrifying. But there is no going back. The veil of corporate secrecy has been lifted and is now being removed altogether. Corporate secrecy has been a major but largely unacknowledged aspect of all your worldly organizations since time immemorial, and it is now in the process of being dissolved. Enormous worldly power centers are crumbling and their collapse is imminent. That power has always been illusory, but because people generally believed in it and accepted it, it appeared to have substance. As the information and the technology which will make it possible to overcome disease permanently and provide abundantly for all on earth, while repairing the enormous planetary damage that has occurred over the last few hundred years, is made known and shared widely and freely, the ability to control large numbers of people through fear and the threat of confiscation of their assets will be removed. Each one of you is a sovereign being created by God to enjoy to the full the fruits of life through the intelligence of consciousness, creativity, and harmonious cooperation. And you are now in the process of rediscovering and reclaiming for yourselves the respect and dignity of that inalienable state in which you were created. As you have been told over and over again, love is the life force, the power, and the creative drive which provides the answer to every question or problem that arises. Love accommodates, accepts, harmonizes, and integrates, smoothing the path to unity by clarifying any issues that could cause division. Love is the gold standard which brings all into alignment so that conflict and disagreement cannot bring their destructive elements into play to disturb the eternally smooth-running brilliance of reality. And love is leading you steadily and inevitably towards your awakening. Let love, your true nature, guide you in every moment, and experience the peace along with the lack of stress and anxiety that doing so provides. It is your inalienable right. Your loving brother, Jesus.